Would you like to play the guitar? Carry money home in a jar from a coffee house or a bar? Or would you rather get a job? A job is the thing that makes you get out of bed and work every day until you're dead. Your back gets tired and your brain gets numb. You just can't wait until the weekends come. But if you don't want to starve or beg or rob, you're gonna have to get a job. Or would you like to play the guitar? Drive for miles and miles in your car and pretend that you're a big star. Or would you rather book the gig? The agent's the guy who makes his 20%. What he said ain't exactly what he meant. He'll clean you out in ways you never thought, 'cause he's good at business and he knows you're not. And he'll sue if you ever make it big, 'cause he's the guy who booked the gig. Or would you like to play the guitar for a living? Hardy har har. I admit that's rather bizarre. Or would you rather be the wife? The wife is the one who's got to rescue our butts. She's either a saint or else she's nuts. She gets impatient and she gets annoyed, 'cause she's the one that has to stay employed. And by the way, if you want to wreck your life, become a guitar player's wife. Title song to my last CD, thank you, called Or Would You Rather Get a Job, a CD that holds a distinction of being the only recording I know of where the title song isn't actually on the CD. And how that came to pass is an interesting and sad story I should relate to you. The song, of course, to the melody of Swing on a Star by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, but the words by Pat Donahue, a great guitar player from the Prairie Home Companion Band. And it was all set to be the centerpiece of that CD, recorded and mixed, and the cover art was all done with the title on it. Everything's all set to go. And I was just taking care of the paperwork of obtaining what's called mechanical licenses, which is the written permission to put copyrighted work on a recording. And Pat Donahue loved it. He was fine with it. But I got this two-sentence email from the publishers of Swing on a Star saying, "No, Mr. Agrinoff, you do not have permission to record our song with a different set of words." And wait a minute. Do I need their permission? This is America. Free speech. Parody. Weird Al Yankovic. So I did a little bit of research, and I found a very interesting fine point of U.S. copyright law in that if the parody is a commentary on the original song, it is indeed protected speech, and you can do with it what you like. But if it's just another set of words to a copyrighted melody, it is unauthorized use of intellectual property, and you need the copyright holder's permission. And I had the misfortune of having chosen a song whose copyright was held by the Bourne Company, in the person of one Ms. B.B. Bourne, a woman well known in the oft-times mean-spirited and litigious music industry as being the meanest-spirited, litigiousest son of a bitch on the block, a woman who I am told had once sued her own living mother in a dispute with the company, and a woman who wasn't going to cut me no slack. What am I going to do? I know. I'll call her up. Speak to her in person. Mano a bicho. Explain the situation to her. Explain that situation. Think about that situation I got to explain to her. Minuscule quantities of recording. No distribution. I'll pay the royalties, you know? Do a random kind deed to a total stranger. Not a chance, man. I got her on the phone. She didn't give me a chance to open my mouth. She leapt down my throat, ripped out my intestines with her teeth, waved her lawyers in my face, said, Mr. Agronoff, you will not under any circumstances record that song, or I will sue your ass off for everything you got. Take your house, your car, your pets, your musical instruments, $100,000 willful copyright infringement suit. Put the fear of God in me. I wasn't on the CD, but I got to thinking. If the parody speaks to the original, it's okay, huh? Time for a new verse. Which, as Mr. Guthrie once put it, I will sing for you as soon as it comes round on the guitar. Or would you like to play the guitar to the tune of Swing on a Star? Don't put that in your repertoire. Well, not unless you own the song. A song has a copyright that lasts a long time. To mess with the lyrics is a crime. And if the publisher is B.B. Born, you'd best not record it or be well forewarned that she'll trot out her lawyers, right or wrong. 'Cause she's the one who owns the song. And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. They could be taught to play guitar too. Some are even better than you. But even if you don't go far, you could be worse off than you are. At least you're playing your guitar. Oh boy. Thank you so much. We'll see you out there.